On the show today, we have PSEU's very own Jack Lynch and also Triverity's Jack Lynch. Yes, PSEU's collections company has rebranded from CE Recovery to Triverity, and Jack is here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have PSCU's very own Jack Lynch, and should I say Triverity's Jack Lynch as well. Wow, pulling double duty there, Jack. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here. So, hey, today we're talking about, obviously, what we just mentioned, Triverity, kind of the rebranding of CU Recovery is now Triverity, and you're leading up that group there. But before we get into that, I've been dying to ask you this question, Jack, is about collections, what's going on in the collections arena, because we really never saw that tidal wave of collections and delinquencies and things like that a lot of people were forecasting, you know, in the pandemic. So what did you see there, or why do you think that happened? Why did we not see something like that?
That's a great question. I think when the lockdown started during the pandemic, it was like many experts, including us, actually thought delinquency rates were going to really increase.
Yeah, I did too.
And we went out to our clients, right? We were focused ensuring, hey, we have the right strategies in place. Let's get prepared for the volumes. And then the opposite happened, like you said, not a tidal wave,
right?
But all of a sudden the water just flowed out and right. The delinquency actually dropped. And we're like, huh. But if you look back, you know, what really we weren't factoring into this view was the importance of all the forbearance programs, relief money distributed, and the other government activity. Yeah. It wasn't just the programs, but the time frames they were in effect and how long that extended.
Mm-hmm.
And so take a look at that. Many consumers, they just weren't defaulting on their loans during the assistance they were getting, gave many of them a reprieve. And then the other factors were, as we all know, the credit unions were stepping up and helping their cardholders, suspending payments. And then the final factor, which was really something, was the things like rent and mortgage payment relief.
Yeah.
And with some of those payments, people were actually taking that payments and becoming current on their debts.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things factor together to make those predictions didn't really improve.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm still amazed at all that stuff. And, you know, like you said, the timing of it all and all those programs that really kind of came. It was kind of a perfect storm in a good way in this sense, with all these programs coming together at the same time. So really helped out, it sounds like.
You're right. It was good for the industry. I mean, we were bracing, and I think we were all in terms of, I mean, we literally were switching from where we were doing our first party call outs for our clients. Instead, we were calling and offering forbearance programs and, hey, talk around doing that. So the work completely shifted in terms of in our first party efforts around delinquency management to telling people, hey, we've got a program for you.
Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff indeed. So that's a really, really good news. And speaking of good news, like, hey, let's switch gears a little bit to the big rebrand from CU Recovery to Triverity. All right. The big question here is, Jack, why? I always ask these of credit unions and other companies why they rebrand. So what's the why here?
Yeah, I think really for our perspective, we were looking across the industry landscape, and we're continuing to expand our solution set and also our client base. And really, when we looked at it, we thought it was a perfect time in our journey to really evolve our company name in terms of the technology and things we were using. And so while we were changing our name from CU Recovery, the mission, core values, commitment to clients, we wanted to make sure that we were also ensuring that our clients knew that was still going to be there, right?
Yeah.
And so we took a look at that name, and we really thought it fit to everything we did. So when you even take a look at that, Triverity isn't just something we just grabbed off the shelf and, you know, just made up or whatever, right? You see some of those names in the industry and go, well, you just fling something against the wall.
I think that, you know, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. But when you break it apart, we really felt, and there was a lot of discussion around the mission and core value of the organization with that try implying third-party collections.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you think about Verity, true principle or belief of fundamental importance. And we really felt that way. And when you see that in the tagline and about that transformation that reflects our brand, like trust, transparency, and collaboration, I think it really goes to the heart of what we do and also mm-hmm. supporting our credit unions as well. So we really felt for the future it was the right way to go and to move forward. And I'll tell you, so far, what we're hearing in the industry is a lot of excitement over it. So I'm really glad So we went through the process.
So what's the thing? It's trust. What was it? Trust, transparency, and...
Trust, transparency, and collaboration.
Collaboration. Okay, cool. That's the three there. Okay.
Really, you know, any of these things, right? We don't go in with a cookie cutter approach. You know,
right.
We're really looking at credit unions. What are their goals and what do they want to do? And we're really looking at collaborating in what that solution is going to
okay,
be.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, collaboration is the superpower of our industry. So why not stick with the theme?
You hit it. Yeah.
So I'm always fascinated with the process and kind of a name change or a rebrand. And I love the stories behind the stories and the reasoning why and what it means, like you just said, the trust, transparency, and collaboration. So what was that process like? Because I can imagine, you know, obviously you have a million names you're going through and, oh my gosh, is there a URL for this? Is there a .com for that? Or what's the reasoning behind that? So what was that process like, Jack?
Yeah, it's funny. For those out there that actually went through a name change at a credit union, this is not going to be news to them. But wow.
Yeah.
What a process. That's of that. You know, and I'm almost thinking, hey, we want to change the name. We've got big goals ahead of us and all that. Let's just pick a great name and ta-da, let's announce it, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, that would be the book called How Not to Decide and Launch a New Company, right?
Right.
Exactly. So I should write it. The cool thing about our team did not take that approach. From brainstorming focus groups, coming up with some names, narrowing down the list, our legal team looking out and our various teams of trademark websites. Right down to what that logo design was going to be. And it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. And what was really cool about it is the great news is the entire team, how it came together. Our marketing team did a fantastic job creating a project plan. It just wasn't, oh, we got to do this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Really a formal plan we went through. It enabled us to come up with a name, not only to fit what we're trying to accomplish with mm-hmm. a lot of input, but then we were able to go through, as you said, because it is amazing. You might have 10, 15 names and you go out and find out, well, those are taken, right?
Yeah.
So then we had to get even more creative. And that's why I think the output was this rebrand, I think really speaks to who we are mm-hmm. and where we're going. And it was just great. It wasn't like people came out of the room and went, I wish they had picked my name. Right? it was really cool to see the entire team come together on that. So I did enjoy that part.
Years ago, I have a really short story here. Years ago, a friend of mine started a graphics company and they went through the whole process and they were just like, they were fed up with it. And they finally said, you know what? We're just going to call ourselves XYZ Graphics. And that's what, this is like, you know, 12, 14 years later, they're still in business. They're doing great. And it's XYZ Graphics and they're killing it, you know? So they're doing really, really well. But I just thought that was the funniest thing ever. He said, you know what? We just got fed up. And we said, you know what? We're just going to be XYZ Graphics.
You know, that's classic. And so now to share another story from back in my past, remain anonymous from a particular financial bank institution was going through that. The opposite, nobody was on the same page. I remember we were walking in because we were really responsible for just a small section, right? We were an outside vendor. And people were screaming at each other, swearing at each other across the table. And I was like, what's going on here? They were arguing on the color red. And it was so close. Like if you took the thing like 1 point, I was looking at it going, there's no difference. And the people there were literally screaming at each other over which red color. And it's not like one was orange and red. It was, I mean, you put it together like in those palettes where you have the color thing. And I thought, are you people crazy? Nobody cares.
Really?
It's red.
When you get down to it, do people really care? But no, you guys hit it out of the park with this one, obviously. So, but it just shows you the passion behind it and everyone has their own point of view and stuff. So what does this message mean to credit unions? What with this rebranding, what does it mean to them and your clients and even future clients as well or future credit union clients?
Yeah, that's a great question because I think I would divide that in a couple of things. One is first, we really were looking service to our clients, right? We talked about that before a little bit, not changing. I mean, we want to continue to support our clients' goals and striving to treat the people with empathy and dignity during the delinquency process.
Yeah,
it's hard, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what people are going through, and helping the members in the early stages of delinquency is so paramount to success. We want them to take our call ahead of anybody else's because they know we're part of the credit union and we care, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so helping them through that. And then also, even on the other side, even if it's a charged off account, even if they're not a member, we want to make sure we're helping our credit unions with that in terms of serving their needs as well. Mm-hmm. So I really think when you think about that, that means devising those client-centric strategies, right, to collect an outstanding debts without really alienating the cardholders and jeopardizing future. So that's where we think our value fits in. But I think the other part of that in terms of messages, we've made significant investments in new technology and digital enablement, and we're ready for the collections of the future. And that's what we're also really trying to convey, right?
Okay.
We have the ability to scale, leverage analytics. We're nationwide delivering multiple solutions, and we're here to help our clients, and we want to continue to partner with them and work their accounts appropriately. I think that's the true message behind this rebrand. How we're really going to jumpstart for the future.
Yeah, you mentioned analytics, which could be a whole nother show unto itself, but the analytics are there to help, actually help be proactive in helping these folks before they get into trouble. I think we've talked about that before in the past, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, you hit it. I mean, a lot of times we think about data and analytics, and it's like how to offer the right product at the right time. But there's so many other uses for it, right? As you take a look at delinquency rates and where are they in the various stages of delinquency, and seeing what's going on so you can reach out and offer help ahead of time. Because if you wait too long in the process, a lot of times it's too late. They're in over their head. They don't know what to do. But if you can catch some of those things early and work with them, you have a lot better success ratio, and you're building a member who's going to come out of that. And many times they remember those moments. They remember who helped them in the bad time, and then they're there for the good times. Yep. And I think analytics is an important component. It's not just throwing technology at it, but it's also leveraging that information to help.
Yep, it's so important. So important every day. And like you say, yeah, there's so many ways to use it now. It's just, it's really cool to see. So anything else here to wrap up here, Jack? And what's next? What's the next steps, or what are some next goals that you guys want to achieve there at Triverity now?
Triverity, that's right. Well, from us, one of the goals we had, even starting out before, we have become one of the major providers of delinquency management services to credit unions across the entire United States. And I think more and more credit unions are looking at us as a value partner. And I think as they start seeing us as we're rolling out some of the technology and the things that we're leveraging with some of the new systems and the digital enablement that's coming into play now that we can use, because, right, everybody's on the phone. Everybody's got this up to their, right? And having those interactions now and all sorts of conversation around that, we're there as well. So I think that's going to be a key part in terms of where we're going forward. We've got more and more clients coming in. We're seeing delinquencies starting to come up a little bit in 2022. And we want to be there to support. And then my final reason, if you haven't noticed, we're pretty excited.
No, I can tell.
And we really do look forward to helping our clients achieve our goals. So that really is the next step in the evolution of this.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And so where can folks go? I'm assuming triverity.com, or
I think you just did the tagline for me. Absolutely. Reach out to triverity.com, and any way we can help, our team is ready to reach out and assist.
Right on. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can go check it out, and all the new imaging and the logos, all that type of stuff, and the new messaging. So really good stuff here, Jack. Thanks again for taking time out today. Appreciate it. Always love talking to you, because it's such an education, and it's a lot of fun too. So we appreciate both for sure. So
yep. All right, great. Enjoyed seeing you again as well. All right.